This is Kathy Beal of EmpowermentUnlimited.net with Astro Insight for the 2022 Sagittarius Full Moon. The full moon takes place on June 14th, 2022 at 4:51 a.m. Pacific Daylight Time, 7:51 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, 11:51 a.m. Greenwich Mean Time, at 23 degrees Gemini, 25 minutes, 23 degrees Sagittarius, 25 minutes. You got troubles? Yeah, sure, we all do. But for a few days, the sky is egging us into gleefully unhooking, getting some distance and losing ourselves in something greater or more magical than everyday existence. This year's Sagittarius full moon has us exuberant, optimistic, and escapist to the max. The overload may show us ways we fooled ourselves, ways in which our prejudices and beliefs have warped our perceptions, ways we've misread people and situations, giving the benefit of the doubt to ones who didn't warrant it, being too harsh on ones that warrant compassion and understanding, ways we've overlooked the small but real magic and miracles in our lives. We may come out of this moon with our perspectives greatly altered, softened, made more gentle, opened to influences of faith, hope, and love. The overload may also draw our attention to the workings of our own imaginations and to messages from intuition or beyond that have been screaming for attention in languages we don't recognize. Some of these were swirling around us for the first few months of the year and hit a peak in April that may have been too fuzzy to grasp at the time. The overload has two distinct causes. One is the state of the moon's ruler, Jupiter. He's an amplifying influence, prone to over-the-top, and his bigger-is-better tendencies are currently wearing the fiery garb of Aries, impulsive, self-starting, risk-taking, brazen, assertive, urging everyone and everything, whatever you want, don't think, don't plan, just go for it. The other cause is the full moon's T-square to the other influence of boundlessness, Neptune. Whereas Jupiter can operate on an earthly playing field, Neptune is completely unmoored from it. Intellect and emotions are equally pressuring Neptune, increasing the output of his cosmic fog machine. So much is possible within that fog. Imagination, divine guidance, great sensations of love and connectedness, even and especially to all that is. Losing yourself in art, music, movies, mind-blurring substances, delusion, deceit, and the all-too-present tactic of gaslighting. The fog also contains notions that arranged themselves when Jupiter and Neptune met in April. Neptune is at the degree of that rare imagination-stoking conjunction, which last happened in 1856. The full moon bearing down on it may force out the gift that came to you during that time. Journaling, automatic writing, doodling, noting down your dreams could all help you bring it to consciousness. Following hunches or impulses could lead to that too, particularly if you indulge in grandiose behavior, which would be the Jupiter approach. Fortunately, this moon comes with a guide rope, a sextile to stabilizing, order-loving Saturn, offering structure, secure footing, and incentive to be an adult. He's standing by as cosmic designated driver, the rope tying our ship of dreams to the dock, or the shaman sitting by our side and following us psychically to make sure we return from an inner journey. The assist is there if you look for it, if you reach out for it, if you accept it. The journey and the help all feel like the thing to do, even if they come with a little discomfort and, of course, a leap of faith. The moon's in conjunct to the North Node requires some adjustment, probably in what you've been espousing. Venus's conjunction to the node indicates the adjustment is of value, and besides, you really want it. This full moon journey could be quite healing as well. Mars, ruler of our drive, is conjunct Chiron and widely trine the moon. You may see how your philosophy of life, your political beliefs, or perhaps a tendency to bolt, reflect long-standing issues of agency or aggression or masculinity on steroids. You may reach a new understanding. You may even create art from it. Whatever this full moon brings you, it will be a respite from the intensity of recent months. It has a guide and a theme song, Gene Wilder's Willy Wonka, inviting, "Come with me and you'll be in a world of pure imagination." Enjoy the ride. Don't believe everything you see. Pay attention to the rules of the ride. Break them and there will be consequences. Or maybe just a test. I'm Kathy Beal, a professional astrologer with more than 30 years' experience. Visit my site, empowermentunlimited.net, to sign up for my mailing list and get a Jupiter in Aries quick reference guide as a thank you. Listen to my weekly podcasts and book a session with me. I host the show Celestial Compass on Om Times Radio on the first and third Monday of every month at 5 p.m. Eastern. I also host lively conversation on Facebook at Empowerment Unlimited and the group The Astro Insight Lounge. I have lots of bonus content at patreon.com/KathyBeal, and I'm really grateful to the people who support my work there. I post on Instagram at KABeal and on YouTube at the Professional Aquarian Channel.